Homily for Monday, the 10th of July, 2023. This is the homily I gave yesterday at the 11:30 liturgy. I want to talk about our second reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. We will be reading from the 8th chapter of this letter for the next 5 Sundays. And the reason is that this chapter takes up how we should understand ourselves as Christians. What are our lives all about? Paul uses 2 words here throughout his letters, found throughout his letters. They are flesh and spirit. For example, he says, "You are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you." We will go a long way in understanding Paul and in understanding our own Christian lives if we know what he means by flesh and spirit. We might think flesh refers to the body, to sex and our animal appetites, and spirit refers to our finer, our loftier instincts. But that would miss Paul's understanding and what he wants to say to us. For him, flesh and spirit refer to 2 totally opposed ways of looking at and living life. To be in the flesh is being trapped in the small world of self. It's not wanting to move your life beyond your own self-interest. It really means not wanting to love. For the person in the flesh, love makes no sense. Love may be publicly praised, but bottom line, love makes no concrete sense in my everyday life. When I am in the flesh, it makes no sense to me to make another person's good the goal of my own decisions. My self-interest trumps everything, and it trumps everyone. I am my own bottom line. Paul sees this living in the flesh as the deepest unfreedom. It's being a slave to yourself, caught in the narrow prison of self. It's being able to choose only a half-life, only a me life, and never a you life, and never a we life. And that's how Paul understands sin. Sin is choosing the half-life, choosing the me life. Sin's tragedy is the final loneliness it brings. My bottom line, I am for me alone. And that's exactly what I end up with, me alone. Being in the spirit is just the opposite. It's allowing yourself to be opened up, to move in the larger world of other people with their needs and their possibilities. It's wanting to love. to see your own fulfillment in becoming a loving human being. And very important for Paul, very important, being in the Spirit includes sensing within yourself that love really suits you. Love expresses who you truly are. It's feeling at home with love. And Paul calls that freedom. It's our freedom as Christians, feeling at home with love. It should be clear just how different Paul's understanding of freedom is from our own culture's understanding of what it means to be free. For Paul, freedom has its goal in becoming lovingly attached to other people. Freedom creates community. For our contemporary culture, freedom is seen in remaining unattached, uncommitted, maintaining your own space, keeping your options open. These are values we really prize. So clearly, Paul's freedom and our culture's freedom, they go in very different directions. For Paul, the love that fulfills our freedom has its model in Christ. Over and over again, he tells us to put on the mind of Christ, to take on the spirit of Christ. We are to live in Christ. This Christ does not cling to himself, but empties himself into the lives of other people. This is the same Christ who speaks to us in this Eucharist. It's here he invites us to join him in saying to the world, "This is my body given up for you. This is the cup of my blood, my life poured out for you." Our real communion with the Lord happens when we leave here and bring Jesus's freedom into our world. It's for this kind of freedom that Christ has set us free, that we live for the life of the world.